promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program. For its editorial content, statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group.
Smart Money is brought to you by Madden Advisory Services.
Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up-to-date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but is limited to the dissemination of general information. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the options presented. Madden Advisory Services, Inc. is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempt from registration requirements.
Helping to make our community a better place. This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing the things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by our local experts. Call 340-1045. That's 340-1045. Now, Smart Money on News 104.5 WOKV. Here are your hosts, Hank Madden, Michelle Barron, and Brian Hughes.
Jacksonville, good morning. It is Saturday. The winds have died down. The rains, well, we don't quite know where they are right now. They may come back and visit again today. The tides have receded to some degree.
For most people, or some people, I guess. Some people still have flooding.
Well, for some. And God bless those of you who have lost homes or family members. Our heartfelt sympathy goes out to all of you. First-time listeners, a very special welcome to you guys and gals. Hope you'll be able to stay with us for the full 2 hours. And oh, by the way, I'm Hank Madden.
I'm Michelle Barron.
And I'm Brian Hughes.
That's right. Live in the first team is here today with us. As always, we extend a great thank you to our regular listeners, the foundation from which we build upon, and the numbers ever increasing. We are, folks, a Christian-based radio show, firm, and as we are in our individual beliefs. And I tell you that today not to flaunt our religion, but to let you know that we do have a set of boundaries that and principles that we use to guide us in our daily lives and in our decision-making. It's so important. When you see all of the violence that has been going on, we need to have boundaries, and we're going to discuss that today. The show, what is this about? Well, we are a financial show, but we're going to take the events that help form us, whether they be financially on a global or national basis, and bring it back to you in your home and how it will impact you. Then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to open up the lines to you. That's right. This show is all about you. When I originally designed it many decades ago, it was with you in mind. So get your financial questions ready. The topics today is going to be about, well, America's tattered light shining as it was on the hill. Well, the globe got polished up over the past several weeks with the events of Harvey and Irma, and we as Americans, what we're really like and about. Michelle?
So with all of us running around last week preparing for Hurricane Irma, you may have missed the big financial story, and this is actually really huge, the Equifax breach. It was the worst breach in the history of data breaches. So as your power comes back on and you finish cleaning up, I have some things that you definitely should consider in order to protect your credit and your assets. And then the other thing that we missed out on talking about last week was the anniversary of September 11th. It was the this past Monday, certainly a big event in our history, one that I think shouldn't go without being remembered. And more importantly, I think the hard work and the dedication of our military personnel and our first responders, that shouldn't go without notice, especially during these time periods. So today for the Did You Knows, I want to highlight some of the government programs that have gone into effect this year in order to salute the sacrifices that these people continue to make in order to serve and protect our nation and our communities. Kudos to the people who are willing to serve. These programs being offered are the very least that we can do to show our gratitude.
Super. Okay, G-Man.
Markets.
Make us feel good.
Well, markets hit the trifecta with all three major indexes notching records last week. The S&P 500 gained 1.6% to put us to positive 13.1% now on the year. Investors over the last few months, maybe even over the last few years, have gotten used to just shrugging off bad stuff that happens around the world. And they did it again last week. Despite the cost created by Irma, markets just chugged along. Despite North Korea shooting another missile over Japan, stocks held on to their gains. So investors are learning that geopolitical events are usually short-term in nature. The latest inflation numbers came out showing that the prices Americans pay for stuff grew 0.4% from the previous month, which is actually a pretty big jump considering how little inflation we've had. But I don't completely trust this report. A lot of that gain is due to a sharp rise in gas prices, and that rise is because Harvey shut down some Texas oil refineries. Those refineries offline is temporary. So this is the last inflation report, though, before the Fed meets next week. Markets are pricing in about a 58% chance that the Fed will see enough inflation to increase the rates again by the end of the year. We shall see. Finally, inflation wasn't the only report I don't completely trust from last week. Retail sales missed expectations, falling 0.2%. I think the effects of Harvey might have impacted those results as well, especially when we get a report that household median income is up 3.2% from a year ago. That means folks have some money in their pockets to go out and spend. We'll see, though.
Yeah, and we had a fairly decent back-to-school shopping, which would have affected that number. So,
I hope my kid gets back to school sometime soon. Being out a week is...
parents are saying,
ridiculous.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought summer vacation was over.
There's a big old hole in his school, though.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
I'll show you a picture at the break. It doesn't look good.
Yeah. You saw my boat.
Yeah. That's sad.
Yep.
At least the Gators are on today.
Yep. And I've got a comment about that, too.
I don't want to hear it from any blue collars today. That was preseason. Now we're in SEC play. Now we're in the real season.
Now we're
preseason doesn't count.
Real football. Okay. I wanted to take today's editorial and really focus on the greatness of America. And that's when we as citizens all gather together. Now, while not everyone has been inclined to see the good emerging from the hurricane's tragedies, Chauncey DeVega of the left-wing Salon, for example, could not contain his Trump bashing even for a moment, writing in a truly awful column about how Americans can face a massive natural disaster, but the disaster of this failed presidency is even worse. Really? Salon should send DeVega to Florida so he can see what America is really about. Well, contrary to that statement, we have Roy Carroll writing for the UK-based Guardian newspaper, and this is really us, about the outpouring of voluntary help in response to the hurricanes. Put it this way, here was America of the ideal, one nation, individual, visible, a republic of citizens looking out for each other, not politics or polarization, no fake news or social media bubbles, a crisis all could see and a response well wanted to be a part of, that all wanted to be there. Well, say hallelujah to that. The nation's moral character is measured in the willingness of its citizens to rally, organize, respond to a crisis all on their own, freely donating their time and resources, experiences, and know-how to help strangers in need. As the twisted leftists howl about global warming and whether states that voted for Trump actually deserve, if you can believe that, deserve their fate, others less committed to such anti-human ideas are willingly pitching in with their money, skills, arm power to help those stricken after Hurricane Irma blitzkrieged Florida this week. Give the federal government credit. Its response has been competent and quick. FEMA has responded admirably and quickly to the disasters. President Trump stationed 1,000 Marines off Florida's coast, and now those troops are moving ashore to help out with cleanup and to restore basic services. And the U.S. Air Force's massive airlift capacity is huge. C-130 cargo planes are being pressed into service to carry supplies and gear into the hardest hit areas. As Louisiana.com noted, no one was asked their color or religion, nor, for that matter, where they lectured about privilege or racism as they help people regardless of their ethnicity, religion, or color. But the bulk of the action is among private sector volunteers. And when a disaster happens, it's always that way, despite the left's polar politicalization of human suffering and claims that more government is the ointment for all ills. America's generosity generosity responded to other Americans as human beings, not as hordes of angry, ideological-driven political activists. By the way, this same phenomenon following Hurricane Harvey. Businesses and individuals, including Louisiana's Cajun Navy, stepped up to help Texans laid low by Harvey. Nobody ordered it, organized it, coordinated it, or directed it. Nobody's getting paid, but their efforts are a big reason why the death rate from Harvey has been so low, and so it is with Irma. Just one example, thousands of people from Tennessee. Brian, it's not called the volunteer state for nothing, but making the trek to Florida to help out other beleaguered fellow Americans. One group of people helping another, and that's not just at the swamp. And I might add, go Gators to that little passage. Private businesses are doing the same, as they always do. Discount giant Walmart, a frequent and favorite target of the elitist left, has pledged $30 million for Irma relief efforts. Other major corporations have kicked in collectively an estimated $160 million. The amount is growing. Home Depot, they actually run a staffed hurricane command center in Atlanta. Meanwhile, at least 30 utilities across America and Canada have sent some 16,000 technicians to Florida to help get power running again. These were all volunteers. Private groups and businesses such as these did it out of basic decency, the kind that Americans were once known for, and hopefully someday will be known again. You know, we could go on and on. 2 weeks ago, relief efforts following Hurricane Harvey, at least 11 examples of businesses stepping up to help out local communities. The core of this, though, religious groups stepping up to help. Religious groups so maligned and even hated by the hard left are the most generous of all, according to the National Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. About 80% of all recovery happens because of nonprofits, and the majority of them are faith-based. And this is from Greg Foster, the group's CEO. In Florida, groups ranging from United Methodist Committee on Relief to the Seventh-day Adventist to the non-denominational Convoy of Hope and local Catholic churches, along with many, many others, have pitched in to help families with food and shelter, clean up and rebuilding. While private businesses, volunteers, and religious groups show their humanity and generosity, We've seen, by the way, neither hide nor hair of the active Navy. Well, you know, supposedly they may have taken a wrong turn in the West Coast harbors someplace else. But most importantly, this is about us, conservative, liberals, independents. It didn't matter. We as Americans, we as Floridians, we all stepped up to the plate to help the other. And we didn't care really what your personal beliefs were. That's what makes America great. And that's what we salute today. God bless you all. Thank you for your caring outreach to others. So we're going to take an information timeout. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. It is 10:22. Did you know?
Did you know in November of 2016, Floridians voted on Amendment 3, which would provide benefits to first responders who were totally and permanently disabled because of their injuries sustained in the line of duty? Do you remember the details? Stick around to find out more. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKV. If you'd like to learn more about us or the services we provide, check us out at maddenadvisory.com.
We are there. Hey, Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money time is 10:27. Did you know?
Did you know the Florida tax exemption for disabled first responders was passed back in November of 2016 and was finally signed into law by Governor Scott on June 14th of this year? First responders who are totally and permanently disabled because of injuries sustained in the line of duty will receive relief from ad valorem taxes assessed on their homesteaded properties.
Yeah, we were talking about that one in the office, how we remember it on the ballot, but it took quite a while for it to actually get signed into law.
It did. And I didn't know. Is that normal? That it takes so long? Because we passed
it was on our ballot in
November.
Once it passes, then you have to, I'm trying to remember. I want to say ratified, but that's not true. Once it's passed, it then goes to be drawn up into, you know, the various aspects of the law that make it law.
Are you pulling something out of the air?
No. Once they pass a law, it has to then be written all the legal verbiage that makes it do what it's supposed to. So that just doesn't happen overnight.
Well, they passed it in June 14th, Flag Day. How about that?
Hey, that was a good one.
I know.
It's a happy...
Well, if you got to do it that way, super, you know. Folks, we never can say enough about those who put their lives on the line for us so that we can live in a free nation and cities that are safe. God bless our men in blue. What they and our firemen, EMTs, you know, I firmly believe that these radical black activists, if you took six police officers, put them on their knees, and then they were executed by black activists, they would still be, even though they were found guilty, they would say, police brutality, you can't do this. That's the insanity of your radical thinking group. So anyway, that's the magic noise. I can't even call that music. I don't know what it is. Music is good doo-wop stuff. Come on, give me a break. Anyway, that's the magic sound that says, hey, we're getting ready to go to the bottom of the hour where we're going to bring you up-to-date Fox National News, local weather, traffic patterns for the Jacksonville area. And then we're back to you and your questions. And Lord, the switchboard is already going. Lines are open, 340-1045. That's 340-1045. And as the beautiful, brave Mystic Minx will tell you, area code 904. Did you know?
Did you know the Public Safety Officers Benefits Program was established by Congress all the way back in 1976 in order to financially assist survivors of officers killed in the line of duty? The only problem is, in recent years, many families were facing long waiting periods to receive their benefits. So stick around to find out what's being done to help. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKV. If you'd like to learn more about us or the services that we provide, check us out at maddenadvisory.com.
Yo, Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money live on this September the 16th, first weekend after Irma.
The Tennessee Day.
And Tennessee Day.
Tennessee weekend, really, because the Jags, too, play Tennessee.
And we also, I at the same time, I do not want to take away from all of those folks from Tennessee who volunteered to come down here.
Well, I'll give credit. Even Tennessee Knoxville Police Department sent some police officers down to Gainesville because Gainesville police officers are dealing with other stuff right now after Irma to help out managing the game.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see to what efforts they use to restrain Gator fans.
Gator fans have to be respectful of that. But I'm sure those are the guys that are going to be directed traffic or getting the jobs no one else wants.
Yeah. But we are grateful for you. Anyway, folks, welcome back to Smart Money. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Lines are open, 340-1045. That's 340-1045. Call and call now. As the beautiful Mystic Minx tells us, that's area code 904. Did you know?
Did you know in recent years, families of officers killed in the line of duty were facing long waiting periods to receive their benefits? The good news is, in June of 2017, President Trump signed the Public Safety Officers Benefits Improvement Act in order to reduce that backlog of families waiting for approval of those survival benefits.
So that's cool. Okay. They're lit up and let's go. Margie, you have been a victim of identity theft.
No. I wanted to call Equifax to get my credit frozen.
Okay.
And when I call them with the automated voice system, can't get a person on the phone.
Equifax is kind of taking a low profile.
Pardon me?
Nothing. Go ahead.
When I gave them all the information on the automated system, they said, well, we can't process your freeze at this moment. And they gave me all this. You know, I think that, this is very aggravating because we trusted. We put all our information out there, the people that were supposed to protect it. And now all of us have got to worry about our system, everything that we've ever done or been or whatever, stolen. And, you know, let's
see if we can fix the problem for you. Okay.
And they make it very difficult for you to freeze your credit. It's like, I don't have a computer. I have a phone. I'm a senior citizen on a fixed income. And, you know, I mean, I'm concerned because I do have good credit. Everybody's vulnerable. So.
Yeah, not having the computer makes it a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, I would say that. Now, there are technically three ways that you're supposed to be able to freeze your credit. You can send in a certified letter telling them that you would like to freeze your credit. You can call in, and you can go online. Now, I do know, especially if you're going to Equifax, they are experiencing very high volumes just because of what happened. A lot of people are concerned about this. A lot of people are trying to help protect themselves. And so with that, you know, I'm hoping that that's the reason that you're having difficulties. I can tell you that I went on last night, and I know you said you don't have a computer, but it might be something worthwhile for you to just even go to your local library.
I was going to suggest that.
But you don't know what viruses are on the library computers.
I know, but all you're putting, they already have your Social Security number.
True.
You just have to put in your name, address, and the last four of your Social Security number.
But then when I listen to what you have to do to get it unfrozen, it's like, my God, just to freeze it, so yeah. I know. But to get it unfrozen, it's
well,
like
the other thing,
back to Congress.
Margie, you have to freeze it not with just Equifax. You have to do all of the credit agencies. So there's three of them.
You have to do
it with TransUnion.
All three.
Why doesn't the system tell us that, well, if one has been compromised, you know they all have been.
Three different companies.
Yep. You know, it seems as though this whole system is not protecting us.
Absolutely agree.
There is no protection with all this computer stuff. Actually, we're worse than we ever were before with all this computer stuff.
Well,
and people depend upon this computer stuff, and they don't even know how to add and subtract after that.
Oh, can't argue with that either.
And they don't. The kids don't even know how to think because they're on these computers with these games, and they're being lobotomized, you know. anyway, I could just.
Margie, do you feel better?
Yeah, a little bit. But
at least after venting, we didn't give you an answer that you wanted to hear. But
well,
yeah, unfortunately,
I
you just
you
have.
I don't have the answer, but.
But and don't forget, Margie, you do need to call the other two credit bureaus. It's not just one. You have to call all three
well,
to freeze your credit.
What are the other two?
TransUnion and Experian.
Do you guys have the numbers to those?
I don't.
It won't do for me to call them because I'll have to send them a certified letter, just like Equifax is making me go through the rigmarole. You know, that is not right.
Yeah, Michelle's
created the breach, and all of us, you know, all of us have to worry about our identities being. It seems as though these identity protection companies are profiting off of this. Who knows? Maybe they're creating the breaches.
Yeah, Michelle's going to talk about this a little bit more in the second hour.
Yeah, you're going to see some massive lawsuits come out.
We'll have the phone numbers in for you.
I will say Elizabeth Warren actually has a bill right now out that she wants to have that free. She's trying to make it so that to freeze your credit, it has to be free.
Well, I don't know why it wouldn't be, but since they were the ones that allowed the breach to happen.
Now, you have to understand, first of all, Equifax is offering it for free. You don't have to pay for Equifax, and they're the ones who have the breach. But you have to also understand, too, I mean, we can all sit there and say that's a great idea for them to offer it for free and the government to mandate it, but what's going to happen? I mean, those companies are going to pass the cost along to somebody else. They're not going to just eat it.
Yeah.
Their corporation.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. Margie, listen in on the second hour. We'll cover more information about it.
Yeah, hopefully you can find a whatever.
Okay, dear. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to Charles.
Yes.
You're not appreciative of our viewpoints on annuities a few weeks ago.
It sure doesn't match my experience.
Well, do you sell annuities?
No, I do not. I do not. In fact, I had no experience with them at all until about 5 years ago when I bought a Jackson National policy that guaranteed me a 5% income. And since that time, the underlying value has increased more than 50%, and my potential draw is 6.25%. How does that match the negative stuff you put out a couple weeks ago?
Refresh my memory. You have no idea the number of calls we get.
Well, I've been trying to call you for 4 weeks ever since you put out that bit about how bad annuities were, and you keep putting me off. This morning, in fact, you put me on hold for 10 minutes before you took my call. You took other.
Buddy, you're the second call we took, so I don't know what your complaint is. But
all right. My complaint is your viewers aren't hearing both sides of the story on annuities.
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. You just don't happen to like what we say because of a vested interest in annuities.
Right.
And for someone who is just an annuity holder, you have a unique passion that is seldom found with just the holder of annuities. So I don't know
it's
that
no
Charles.
Passion. It's pure experience.
Okay, great. You've got a fixed. Charles, passion. Listen. You've got a fixed annuity that you bought how many years ago? Charles?
And the underlying value is 50% higher than it was.
Charles, how many years ago did you buy the annuity?
5.5.
Okay, 5.5 years ago. 5.5 years ago, interest rates were, what, maybe 3%?
Yeah, and I was guaranteed 5.
Okay, I am almost willing to bet you that if you had, first off, if you had cashed that annuity in, you would have had some pretty steep surrender fees that you would have had to pay.
They would have been less than the gain, but I had no intention to cash them in.
Well, wait a minute.
The income.
Charles, listen.
Yeah, right.
You might learn something if you would take the cotton out and stuff it elsewhere. So going back to your statement, you have a fixed annuity that insurance companies will give you a rate of return. That is not the same rate you get if you surrender the annuity. That's where it's very misleading. So if you cash that annuity in, one, you're going to pay some steep surrender fees. That would probably negate totally the value that the annuity had earned. Secondly, Charles, listen. That current rate that you have, while I don't have your contract in front of me to read, I would not be surprised to see that it says that it reverts to a different rate should you cash in or surrender the annuity. So when you look at annuities, we have to look at both. If I buy it and hold it, if I cash it in, and generally what is presented to the public is this is what you get and blah, blah, real quick are the surrender fees that most people haven't the foggiest idea what they are and for how long. Those are very important. And then your annuity goes on as far as payout, the 6%, you're not getting a 6% payout of above principal. You're getting a 6% payout that is principal and interest. So
everything
it's not quite what you're presenting.
Everything you're telling your listeners is wrong. That's not my contract.
Okay, I tell you what. What is the name of your company?
Jackson National.
Jackson National, I know, is a very solid company, but we're going to have a commentary on it next week for you when we've had a chance to look Jackson National up, okay? And I would be surprised if what I have said is not true.
Of course you would. Of course you would be surprised. You'll make it true, won't you?
Charles, I'm not going to put up with this, with people that like you that will question my integrity. You're simply not worth it. Okay, folks, we're going to take an information timeout. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV, and I'm trying to read the time. It is 10:50. Wow, 10:50. Again, lines are open, 340-1045, area code 904, as the beautiful Mystic Mink says. Did you know
when President Trump signed the Public Safety Officers Benefit Improvement Act, he also signed another piece of legislation that helps our American heroes? You'll have to stay tuned in to learn more. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKV. If you'd like to learn more about us or the services that we provide, check us out at maddenadvisory.com.
Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. It is 10:54. Lines are open, 340-1045. Did you know
President Trump signed the American Law Enforcement Heroes Act of 2017, which authorizes the Department of Justice to award grants for the purpose of prioritizing the hiring and training of veterans as career law enforcement officers?
Okay. I want to clarify something really quick that both Michelle and Brian had brought out, that we're not necessarily haters of annuities. What we hate, Hate is not even appropriate. What we dislike are the process by which they're placed in service with the general public. There is a place for annuities, and they can provide a very good service to those that need their particular service, and that is providing an ongoing income. However, too many times they're sold as growth products or just misrepresented totally. There is not an adequate disclosure of risk associated with it. There is some speculation that the annuity we were just talking about may have in fact been a variable annuity, which means that it has mutual fund accounts with it. If so, then it significantly underperformed the market over that period of time. Or it could have been what I suspect I heard, that it was a fixed account that was guaranteed at 5% with a 6% payout. Those are two entirely different animals. So it pays to understand the type of product that the individual has. I want to take Gary real quick. Nick, hang on till after the break because your question is going to take a little bit more time to answer. Gary.
Yes.
Go.
I have a question. About a year ago, I asked you about my son had a business and about a SEP IRA, I guess you told me, and I got the SEP IRA. But now, if I hire an employee part-time or full-time, do I have to offer him the same value of that SEP IRA?
Yes, on a SEP, you do. But I think you can put an elimination. Did you put an elimination period on your SEP when you set it up?
No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what that is.
You might want to go back because before it was, I believe, 3 years that you could put in there that you must be an employee for at least 3 years.
Okay, so he has to be an employee for 3 years. It doesn't matter full-time or part-time, right?
No, it does. You know, the eligibility requirements for a SEP is the employee has to be at least 21. They have to earn at least $550 for the year, and they have to have worked 3 out of the last 5 years for which the contribution is being made.
And then you start that after the 3 years, or is it retroactive?
No, you start it after the 3 years. You can be less restrictive than that, so you can offer it to them before that, but if you want to be as restrictive as possible, you know, look up the eligibility requirements, which you could do by talking to your tax advisor or online or whatnot. But, you know, you don't have to have them part of the SEP immediately.
One other question. This 3 year, how do you set that up? Do you set that up through when you bought it? I mean, you know, or is that something that you put in like your corporate minutes?
No, it was set up when you first set your SEP up. Gary, I'm sorry, buddy. That's a telling us we got to go to a hard break.
I appreciate it. You answered it. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Nick, again, hold on. We will take you afterwards, and I'll add a little bit more to Gary's question, too. Folks, you're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money time is 10:58. Yes, lines are open, 340-1045. That's 340-1045. And as the exotic Mystic Minx will tell you, that is area code 904. Did you know?
Did you know since the GI creation during World War II in 1944, it has been updated several times to help veterans pay for college and training? The most recent update just happened several weeks ago. Find out more when we come back. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKV. If you'd like to learn more about us or the services that we provide, check us out at maddenadvisory.com.